Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, Tavshin Pebez, Alin Shabbos Nishas, Rachel Perbas, and Moshe, as the Shem Yisbach. The first open idea comes as the Kedusha Sion, above of the grandfather of Shlomo Halberstam, killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, but his neshama lives on. Vayikach, Yigvei Mil Yitesh, Vayikach Moshe, Atzmos Yosef Yimo, Ki Ashbei Yashbis B'nei Yisrael, Limar Pakov Gezgal, Elisem Es Atzmosai, Mizeyedchem. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the bones of Yosef, and then the Medrash says, on this pasuk, Chacham Levikach Mitzvos. That what happened? That everybody says, Kli Yisrael, you always come because of Azov. Everybody, all the Kli Yisrael was busy emptying out Egypt with all of the loot. The Moshe, you always see Be'atzmos Yosef. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, the Moshe, Alach L'Iskan, Chacham Levikach Mitzvos. Why is he, but Moshe Rabbeinu called a Chacham? What's the deeper idea? He says, you know what? We think that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, he was doing it as a promise to Yosef, but it's deeper. It might look like everybody else was doing it as a matara to itself to get this gold and silver. Atzmos Yosef doesn't just mean the bones of Yosef. It means the message of Yosef. What did Yosef do? Shelikis is called Kesef Azov in Mitzrayim. What was the whole point of Pakar Yifkot? Of Yosef making sure that end of Parshas Sefer Bereishis with this Pakar Yifkot was the same Shibud. The promise of the Shibud was that we're going to have the Shibud. The promise of the Shibud was going to have the end result of the Rechush Gadol. But davar zeh yesh am nechachma yaseir ki malay ha yechachma slave lishkol b'mazdeh shekol davar halatos avod yisparach. That's what's b'yisom yisparach. The pasuk is telling us not just that Moshe Rabbeinu just took the bones of Yosef, but he took it as part of a bigger message. He wasn't just doing it as just to take the bones of Yosef. He was doing it as the prime goal to make sure the haftacha Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu Baruch Gadol was going to be satisfied. That's the whole idea of being a Jew. The whole idea of being Shovim. We talked about this last week in Simon Reish Lamad Alf, that Achila, Ashtia, Yeshiva, Halicha, everything is Yud Hey. The whole put behold, der chacha de'el, gemara, brachas, daf, samach, gimel, that everything we do has got to be with Kedusha. Yes, be able to make sure that when you're doing those physical things, enjoy. But make sure you're having the right, you're having the Shem Shemayim. You're doing the Shem Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu sees everyone doing this, and he says, you have to attach the right, kavana. The kavana of Yosef was to be, had the kavana of Avraham Avinu to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havtacha was going to happen. Moving on to dinner or two. Yud Dalet Gimel from the Maral Diskin. There's a reason I brought the Sefer. It's because this fort. We said it in the past. We have to say it again. The Amar Par Lebnei Yisrael Nevuchem Be'eretz Sagar Alehem Amidbar. Paro says to the Jews, the Chai Yisrael is entrapped within the Midbar. And Rashi says, no, Lebnei Yisrael is Al Bnei Yisrael. They're talking about Bnei Yisrael. Le is really Al. Says the Targum Yonasani, quoted by the Maral Diskin. At the end of the day, Rav Biederman quotes this, and he says, no. Targum Yonasani says there were two Jews who stayed. According to the Medrash, who were those? Targum Yonasani, Yomar Paro, Ledusin va'Aviram, Deshtayu ba'Arim deMitzrayim. So then, when the Maral Diskin says, well, then we know Hadusin and Aviram. We know they were later on in Parshas Korach. What happened? How did they get over? So says the Maral Diskin, incredible idea that Dustin and Aviram actually go to the Yam Suf and they have their own Yam Suf. They have their own Kriyas Yam Suf. Why? Because they were Moiser Nefesh. They're part of those people who took the beating for Klai Yisrael. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, Dustin and Aviram, you took the beating for Klai Yisrael. You're going to be able to make sure you'll be able to, you're going to have your own Kriyas Yam Suf. I don't know how you tell this when the Chazal that says that Dustin and Aviram from beginning to end were bad. It's a good kasha. But end of the day, says the Maral Diskin, Dustin and Aviram, As crucial and critical and bad as they were, we always think Dustin and Aviram bad. They did this one thing, they were zochet to their own Kriyas Yam Suf. And the Maral Diskin, even, I saw Maisa last week, it was his yard site last week, Chavtes Tevis. Maral Diskin was once sitting at a Shabbos table, and one of the Chever bought his tea, and everybody else were drinking their tea, and everyone made a face. What happened was someone by accident instead of putting in sugar, they put in salt. And Maral Diskin, you couldn't even tell. And they asked, the students asked him, Rebbe, how are we able to do that? He says, "What? I'm gonna make someone else feel bad by my facial expression. They work so hard, putting a whole meal together. Okay, salt, sugar, and salt. That's what it means to be a Yid." Rav Maral Diskin didn't just say this Torah; he lived this Torah about feelings, about emotions, about care, about concern for others. What an incredible vort, Maral Diskin, and the Maral Diskin. One idea to number three. Din of Thir comes to us from the Sanz the Rebbe. The Sanz the Rebbe, where Babov comes from. Yudalid Tes Vav. Ayomar Hashem, Pasuk opening us to the Shlishi. Ayomar Hashem, Moshe, Matze Tzeklai Tabar Menez V'Yisoh. Why are you crying to me, says the Kaddish Baruch to Moshe? Go, and leich. There's another time for davening. Right, Rashi said, Lamanu Shai Moshe Omer Vazpao, Kaddish Baruch, there's another time for davening. You gotta go. Says the Sanz the Rebbe, what matzah Matze Tzeklai? What's Ma coming to teach us? That Ma Tzeklai. That even when you're tzakela, it's gotta be bechinas ma. In beis atfila tzakha, even lisnai b'anova ma. Harakeisi ein makam lavana el adaber b'nei seviso. At the end of the day, the ultimate thing that person, when a person davens, it's gotta be with ma. It's gotta be with the midah of anova. It's gotta be with the midah of anivus, with humility. Coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam like you're a beggar. Coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam with anivus. That you know, he doesn't owe you. He doesn't owe us anything. Submitting ourselves. So yeah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will say ma tzakela. But the deeper idea, ma titzakele, when you're titzakele, when you're going to cry out to me, it's got to be with ma, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron said, anachnu ma. Ma is a quoted for anova, right? Chachmas koich ma, of short says, from the, I think from the Sfas Emes. At the end of the day, when we come to Dham, it's got to be with ma. And the Kedushas Levi says, it's not only when it comes to tefillah we come with the b'chinah anova, when it comes to Torah, right? Moshe keep a Torah from Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't, says Kedushas Levi in Perkei Avos. He had the Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, but you know the Chazal said that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains in the world. And our Sina said, I'm the smallest, why would you want from me? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, dafki you. Right, Gemara in Tainis, Dav Zayin. The Torah comes to a place of anova. When you see a kli, and when the kli is filled with anova, humility, submission, terbonishim, that is someone. And that's what people want to learn Torah from. People want to learn Torah from people that are bali anova. That's when it comes to Torah, when it comes to tefillah. Tefillah l'chud, Torah l'chud. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to tefillah, with the meaning of anova. We see that from the Sanz Rebbe by tefillah. We see the Kedushas Levi by Torah. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael Majitz. Divrei Yisrael Majitz. On the opening pasuk to Az Yashiv. Ayah Yisrael, or one of the pasukim, the opening pasuk. Ayah Yisrael, Sayyar HaGadol, Asher Asa Hashem in Mitzrayim. Ayah Amas Hashem, Amin Ba Hashem, Amin Ba Avdo. Right, we saw what happened in Mitzrayim, and we believed in the Rabbon Hashem at Mitzrayim. At Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Divrei Yisrael, Vayaminu, they only believed at Kriyas Yamsuf. No, that at the end of the day, that even after all the miracles, that even after everything they saw, the Tamakos and Mitzrayim, the ultimate Amunah was that, the ultimate faith was the Amunah Pshuta. La'acha kol nisim shorah v'asokas hanolos l'shazokh l'hozik ha'shlicha ha'kol. They threw it all away. U'bachar b'Amunah Pshuta sh'ilamah mikol asokas. Yes, at the end of the day, they saw great miracles. But Amunah Pshuta, going in the Rabbon Hashem, like Nachshon ben Amidah, but the koyach of Amunah, the koyach of Bitachon, that is what it was all about. Yes, they saw everything. They saw great things. But the ikar was what? The Amunah Pshuta about the Tamimus. Right, the Menachem says the Amunah Pshuta, how great is the Amunah Pshuta? And this is actually something we said in the past when the Kaman Rebbe, Rabbi Leger, has the same vort. When it comes to crying out Kriyas Yamsuf, why are we crying? We always have to daven. Says the Kaman Rebbe, and says Rabbi Leger, sometimes in life, davening gets you a certain time, but tefillah gets you to Amunah gets you to a higher place. It's like when you go to the amusement park, you bang down on the thing, all the colors shoot up to the sky. Sometimes the tefillah only gets up to the second lung. The Amunah, the faith, the simple Amunah and Bitachon gets to the greater. The more Amunah we have, the more bracha we have. And this is something my Rebbe Rav Simon always brings down from Yechiel Nechav Zlatchev. Vahi Oymen is Hadassah. Oymen, when he brought up Hadassah, Oymen is also a large lotion of bringing down. The Oymen is Hadassah. When a person wants to have Shef in their life, when a person needs a miracle, when a person needs Yeshua, he's got to be with the Amunah, he's got to be with faith. Vayaminu, why Dafka Vayaminu? Dafka, they threw it all away. They threw all their past history. Everything they saw in the Mitzrayim, it meant nothing. They Vayaminu, it was Amunah Pshuta, to be able to step in, to go into the Yamsuf with an incredible idea from Divrei Yisrael Majitz, and from the Kaman Rebbe, and from Ablevela Eger. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five, why is it called Shabbos Shira? So I saw from the Sfas Emes, I didn't see it inside, but I see it quoted in the Sfas Emes, just as Yartai on Shabbos. Az Yoshi Moshe Venesis, Az Shira Azos, Hashem. What's the deep idea on Shira? He says, Shira is a lotion of Yosher. A straightness. Shairaki Malev Hu Yosher, Nisin Lomar Shira. Only once a heart is straight can be able to give Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Etzim Hu Shira Venigan Hu Yishim Shalis Yeridash Batunus Hanigino. What's the Shira, says the Sfas Emes? A real song is you have the high parts, you have the low parts. You have the low parts and you have the high parts. But yeah, it's got to be with yashas. It's got to be with straightness. It's got to be always coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is something that the Piyazetz, the Rebbe, writes in Sava Zeros, that a person has to make themselves ladders to from here, from this world to the next world. And one of those ways is through a nigun. When a person realizes that when we're davening, we're not just davening, when we're singing, we're not just singing. Shira is gematria. Tefillah, the Baal term says. When we sing, we're really ultimately expressing the deepest place of ourselves. So Rabbi Nachman talks all about this. At the end of the day, says the Sfas Emes, when we sing, we're bringing the yashas of our leaf, the yiridus, the aliyas, the hardships, the down, the slow songs, as they say, the hard, or the fast songs, or the slow part or the high part, we're connecting all to the Rabbon Hashem, right? We're expressing ourselves through a nigin, the koich, a nigina, that Tzavazir, the Pizaz, the Rebbe, Zuchazin Hashem from Dama says, that it attaches itself to Shemaim. Let's review these five ideas. He started off saying from the Gush Zion of Bobov that it wasn't just down the Yikach Moshe out of Yosef. He did that, and the Madras says that then everyone was busy gathering out all the loot, and Moshe Dafka took Yosef. Why? Because at the end of the day, Yosef was Pakar Yifkor. He wanted to make sure that just like they had the Shibud, they had to have the Chush Gadol, and that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did was Hashem Shemaim. They needed the Rechush Gadol to be able to happen. And at the end of the day, that's Yosef. Yosef was the Mashpia. Yosef was the Mashper. Yosef understood that he was the one who was able to give all the Shefa to Klal Yisrael and to Mitzrayim. But at the end of the day, Moshe takes the etzim of Yosef to be able to connect all the Kedusha, to be able to find the Rotzon Abori in everything we do. That's the Shachanach, Rosh Lamanaf, Yechidosh Tiyah, Yeshiva, Halicha, everything from physical, Yudha. The second idea for the Maral Diskin, Amar Pala Ben Yisrael, Rashi says, Al Ben Yisrael, says the Targum Yonasa, no, Lib Ben Yisrael, for it's the two people that left, Dalsan and Avirim, so how they get back? Says the Maral Diskin, because they took the beating. They took the beating for Klai, so not Sadech, they wouldn't have to work so hard. It says the Maral Diskin, the reason I bought this safer, just as Yartzei last week, they took the bina, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them their own Yamsuf, gave them their own Kriya, and they were able to be able to join Klai Yisrael after Kriya's Yamsuf. And that's the Maral Diskin at his own Suda, when someone put the salt by accident instead of the sugar, he's able to be able to withstand it, because at the end of the day, someone else's feelings is more important than his own physical taste. The third idea of some of the Sanzerim, Matatakula, when you're Titzak, make sure you're doing it with the Chin of Ma, make sure you're doing it with the Midah of Anova, with the Midah of Ma. And that's what Kedushas Levi says, Moshe Kiba Torah Mi Sinai. It's not just good enough to learn Torah, but it's got to be Torah with Anova. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he did got from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, with Moshe Anova Mikol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu understood what it means to be a Torah Jew. And a Torah Jew means it's got to be with Har, just like Har Sinai says, I'm the so low, I'm the smallest one. Moshe learned from the Midah of Anova, from Har Sinai. So says Hans Rabbi, we need Anova by Tefillah. Says Kedush Levi, we need Anova by Torah as well. The fourth idea from the Sefer of Divrei Yisrael, what I mean about Hashem, we only believed in the Rabbon Hashem by Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Divrei Yisrael from Shmuel Eliyahu Zvalin, and he expands on his own idea. Says the Majitzer, they had a great Emuna, but they threw it out of the way. That was all Hasdugas, everything that made sense. But the Emuna Peshuta was on a higher level. That everything that made sense in Mitzrayim, everything all the Temakos, they threw that away. The Emuna Peshuta, the Rabbi Nachman says that's what they have. The Emuna Peshuta, the greatness of the Emuna Peshuta. Not to Matzakel, the Kaman Rebbe says, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Matzakel, when Jews are a problem, Yidavin to Chodesh Baruch Hu. Matzakel, like Chodesh Baruch Hu says, sometimes Yidavin, but the Emuna is on a higher level. On a higher level. He Oymin is Adasa, my Rebbe of Simon Shlita, like say from Yichil Nechav Zlachev. And a person has a muna, he oymen, it brings down, draws down shefa and bracha into a person's life. Finally, the Sfas Emes tells us, it's a shira. Why is it called Shabbos shira? Shira is a lotion of yashas, the lotion of straightness. Even the high parts, the low parts of a nigin, we all connect it to the Rabbon Hashem. Like the Savazir says, that we have to make a ladder from this world to the next world. One of the worlds to be able to do that is through a nigin. And then a nigin to Kedusha, that Rabbi Nachman says it's so important. We make sure to listen to holy nigunim, to holy songs. Should be Zoch Bez Hashem, to attach ourselves, everything physical, to make it holy, to understand, be able to care and be kind and be constantly conscious for other people's feelings, to have the midah of Anova when it comes to Tefillah, when it comes to Torah, to understand at the end of the day the greatness of Emunah Peshuta, and to understand the pnimis, the godless of Shira, the godless of singing. Wishing everyone a beautiful week. Shkoyach.